Welcome to the Magic in Your Business podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Biltz. I am an intuitive business coach for spiritual female entrepreneurs who want to learn nervous system and strategy for six figures and beyond. I'm a boy mom to two boys. I curse like a sailor. I'm a headstrong Aries and projector in human design. And I've built two successful online businesses in the past 7 years, helping women just like you. I am so excited you're here. So let's dive in. Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the Magic in Your Business podcast. So what I want to talk to you about today on this week's episode is connecting with your best fit client and what that looks like and how that's going to help your copy, your messaging, your content, and just really attracting more clients into your offer. So what I do, I'm going to share with you kind of my routine for how I connect and with my best fit client and what that even means to me. And then I'm going to share with you some questions to ask yourself strategically to help you make better content that's really going to be super specific and speak to your people and really set you apart from other people in your industry, other people in your niche, and help you create content that shares your heart and really connects with people on an emotional level. So what I mean when I talk about connecting with your best fit client, I don't just mean like, oh, you know who your ideal client is. You draw out your avatar. You know, remember when everybody used to do like their ideal client avatar? I remember I learned that in like 2016. And we had to write down like, what's their favorite color? Where do they live? What kind of car do they drive? You know, do they love Starbucks? Are they wearing Lululemons? Like dumb shit like that. Literally does not matter. I couldn't care less. Please don't do that. Okay. That is not how we connect to our best fit client. I do not want you focusing on things like demographics, aka where they live, their favorite color, are they married or are they single? How much money do they make? Any of that. I don't care. Don't do it. Instead, what you want to focus on is psychographics, meaning their internal state of mind. What are they struggling with? What are their challenges? And how are you specifically filling those gaps? So what I like to do to connect to my best fit client every day, and I don't do this every single day, but I do this most days and I do it as often as I possibly can. I like to wake up early and do it first thing in the morning before my kids get up. But let's be honest, that doesn't happen every day. That happens like two or three times a week if I'm lucky. The rest of the time I connect with my best fit client when I'm driving or when I'm doing my makeup. And really what I mean by that is I'm just spending intentional time pondering and thinking about my best fit client. What most people do is when they have any sort of free time in their day, they allow their brain to indulge in worry and indulge in their own shit, their own problems, right? So they spend a lot of time, and I do this too, we're all human. I do this, everybody does this. It's just noticing when you do it and taking your attention back to thinking about your best fit client. Most people spend a large majority of their time, if not all of their time, asking themselves questions like, why isn't this working? What do I need to say to get them to buy or to convince people to buy? What do I need to say so that this works? What do I need to do so that people will buy this? And those kinds of questions are money depleting questions. Those kinds of questions keep you focused on you and your shit and not at all connected to your best fit client. And they're also questions that aren't going to give you answers that help you make good copy, right? If you ask yourself, what do I need to say to get people to buy? And then from that, you start making an email or writing a post. I promise you, it's not going to be a very effective email or post because you're not coming at it from the right space. You're not coming at it from being truly connected to your best fit client and thinking about what do they need? So I like to spend time each day. I carve this out however I can. Again, it might just be like, I love to do it first thing in the morning with my journal, but that doesn't always happen. So I'll do it when I'm doing my makeup or driving in the car. I literally take time going, okay, Cassie, you haven't thought about your best fit client today. Let's spend some time thinking about them and connecting with them, connecting with their problems, thinking about what their day is like. What do they want and why don't they have it? What are their struggles today? What are their challenges? How are they feeling? What are they waking up saying, oh my God, I wish things were different. I wish this was different. I wish that was different. If I were to imagine, this is one of my favorite questions to ask myself. If I were to imagine my best fit client from morning until evening, and I just like picture them going through their day, what are they doing? Because actually doing that will help you really visualize it and really see what they're doing, and it'll help you come up with content ideas to solve for their problems. And the more you can teach your brain to think about them and solve for their problems versus your own, the more money you're going to make. If you solve for why they don't have a healthy relationship, for example, if you're a relationship coach, you're going to make a lot more money. If you start spending time solving for why they are stuck spiritually, if you're a spiritual coach, you're going to make a lot more money. If you spend a lot of time intentionally thinking about, okay, why don't they have the career that they want? Why aren't they getting the raise they want? If you're a career coach, you're going to make a lot more money. But what most people do is they don't spend any intentional time connecting with their best fit client. And they're really just thinking about their goals and their money goals and how their launch goals and all that, which again is like human behavior. It's just normal. Humans are naturally very self-centered. So this is kind of teaching your brain to think in a different way, but it's going to teach your brain to think in a way that makes you a lot of money. When you think about you and only you, you make a lot less money. When you think about them and solving for their problems and deeply caring about them, your business is naturally going to be more successful, more abundant. So I spend time every day connecting with them on a heart level, thinking about them, pondering. So the second thing I wanted to share with you is, okay, Cassie, I get it. Like, you connect with them, you're thinking about them, but how do you do that? Like, what kind of questions are you asking yourself, or what are you thinking about? So I wanted to share with you the kinds of questions I ask myself. Now, if I have a journal, that's my favorite way to do this, is I will sit down and I will journal. But a lot of times I don't. I'm out walking or I'm playing with my kids and I'm thinking about my best fit client. Either way, I love to ask myself, number one, first thing I really love to think about is I connect with them, right? And this might just be me closing my eyes, just like feeling into my heart space, just connecting and thinking about them for a minute. And I love to ask myself, what are they struggling with today? What is weighing heavy on them today? Now, if I have my journal, I'll go ahead and write down some ideas. Okay, they're struggling with this, or they're going through that. So it's the first thing I love to ask is, what are they struggling with today? Second thing I love to do, and again, I don't do these in any particular order. I'm just kind of brain dumping with you my process, but my process is very feminine and fluid, so looks a little different every day, but these are just general things I like to think about. Second thing I like to think about is, again, I go through their day, beginning to end. I'm a business coach, obviously, so I think about, what are they doing in their business today that's not working? What are they doing that I know is painful, that I know I can solve for them, that I know is wasting their time or their energy or their money? It is more, 10 times more beneficial to tell people what not to do than to tell them what to do. So if you spend a little time imagining them going through their day, you're going to start to notice, oh, they're doing X, Y, Z, and they don't need to be doing that. That's a huge waste of time. That's a great thing to make content on. Because again, I'm not a fan of educational content or tips and tricks and things like that. That just, I don't make any of that kind of content. I actually don't recommend it at all. But it is very, very helpful. Instead of telling people 10 ways to do X, Y, Z, instead of doing that, imagine them going through their day. Think about the things they're doing that you know are a waste of time, that you know are causing them more problems, and make a post about how they can stop doing that and why they should stop doing that, because it's 10 times more helpful to tell them what not to do than to tell them what to do. Another question, so this would be like the third, and again, this is no particular order, but I love to ask myself, how do they feel like this process that I'm offering inside my offer is doable for them? Do they feel like it's doable for them? This is, a lot of people don't think about this, so they're like selling their offer all the time, and they're like, why isn't anybody reaching out? Why isn't this getting traction? Well, do they believe that your process is the simplest path to create what they want? Because if it looks really, really complicated and they don't believe they can even do it, you're going to have a hard time selling that offer. For example, let's say you're a health coach. I see this as a gap for a lot of health coaches, so I'll use it as an example. A lot of health coaches don't communicate this gap. They don't express in their content and in their copy that, hey, I actually have the simplest path to balancing your hormones. It's not complicated. It's not going to require you to spend hours every day doing XYZ. It is the simplest, most straightforward, effortless path. Like, yes, you're going to have to put effort in, right? I'm not saying market to people who are lazy and like don't want to do anything. But you want to communicate that they can do this. So that's the third question I love to ask is like, okay, do they know that they can do this? That they can do this mastermind process, right? So for me, I have the Holistic Business Mastermind. I teach coaches and consultants how to create 100K in their business and how they can do that over and over and over again in 20 hours a week or less. But I have to always remember, am I communicating with them how simply they can do this? That it is doable for them. It's not just me and my clients who are like special little flowers. Anybody can do this who is a coach or a consultant. And honestly, network marketing. Because I used to do network marketing and I can sure as shit coach it. So that's the third thing I love to think about. Fourth question, that's a really great one to ask is, what do they want and why don't they have it? Really simple. What do they want and why don't they have it? That right there will give you some content ideas. That right there will help you just connect deeper to them and their problems. Another one, this is a really good one. I think we're on five now. I didn't write these down, by the way. I'm just like pouring them from my brain because this is what I do in the morning or, you know, when I'm connecting with them. Another really good one that I think we miss is, what gaps do I fill that are different than everybody else in my niche? So for example, I'm a business coach. At the end of the day, business coaches, we all do the same thing. We help you create more clients, make more money. But there are very specific things that I'm good at that other coaches, business coaches don't do, and vice versa. There are gaps I fill that set me apart. They are the reason somebody would hire me as a business coach and not somebody else. What are those gaps? So for example, I do not teach on launching. Now, I know how to launch. I'm good at launching. I've done a shit ton of launching. I just don't, it's not a part of my process. It's not something I'm deeply, deeply, deeply passionate about. I also don't think it's super duper necessary. I do a lot of evergreen offers. So it's just not a gap that I teach or fill or make content on. I don't ever make content on launching. I don't think you've ever seen me make content on launching because I'm not the business coach who talks on that. Could I teach it? Absolutely. If so, like if a client comes to me and they're doing a launch, let's fucking go. I am good at it, but I want my content, my messaging to be constrained, and I want to set myself apart from every other business coach. So somebody who really, really, really wants to dial in, let's say their client journey, they're going to hire me because that's what I talk about. That's the gap I fill. That's what I'm very good at. But if somebody wants to really, really get good at like big, big launches and they want a launch business model, yeah, you could hire me, but you might want to hire a different business coach too, because you might find a coach where that's their like fucking bread and butter. That's all they talk about. That's what they love to do. Do you see what I'm saying? So you want to think about in your business, what are the unique things you feel that are going to set you apart from every other relationship coach or every other nutritionist or every other copy coach? Fill in those gaps, communicate those gaps. And then the last thing I want to share with you is I'm connecting with my Best Fit client. And I'm just spending time thinking about them. Doing all of this, by the way, the whole reason I do all this is because it does help me make way better content, way better copy, way more effective, everything. And that translates. People feel it when your content is connected, when it feels like you deeply care about them and you've spent time intentionally thinking about them. They feel it. So that's why I do this. This isn't like a waste of time. This isn't something I do just to be manifesting and like feel the feels. No, like this literally will impact your content, your copy, the words you use, and the amount of clients you sign. It is one of the highest value uses of my time. It is one of the highest income producing uses of my time. Like, this is a task that will make, I would call this a $20,000 task, straight up. So there's certain things you do in your business where they make you a lot of money, and there's things you do in your business that don't make you a lot of money, right? For example, making really cute Canva slides for your Instagram so you can have like a cute carousel post. That's a very, very, very low income producing activity. I would say that makes you like $10, right? If I were to give it a price tag, $10 an hour activity. Doing what I'm teaching you here, it may seem kind of like, I don't know. It may seem impractical. It may seem like, ugh, I have to go do this. This takes a lot of time and intentionality and effort. It may seem like this isn't going to make that big of a difference. But I fucking promise you, from the depths of my being, I have been an entrepreneur for 8 years. I have seen it all. I have tried it all. I have done it all. I have watched other people do it all. And I'm telling you, this is a $20,000 per hour task. This will make you a shit ton of money if you do it. And of course, you don't have to do it like the exact way I'm telling you, but just you'll find your own process. You'll find your own flow with this. But the last thing I was going to touch on was another thing I love to think about is I just love to feel into, and I'll literally ask myself, okay, Cassie, on a scale 1 to 10, 10 being I feel deeply connected to my offer. How do you feel about your offer right now? 10, again, 10 would be I feel super connected to my offer. I know that it's exactly what people need. I know that if somebody joins my offer, they're going to get phenomenal results. I know it's the fucking like end all be all. It's the best offer out there, right? That would be a 10. I love to rate myself on a scale 1 to 10 with my offer because that also is going to affect how connected you are with your best fit client. If you're super connected to your best fit client, but your energy around your offer, your belief, your certainty, your conviction is like a 2, there's a mismatch. So I'll ask myself, okay, on a scale 1 to 10, how strongly do I feel about my offer? Usually, honestly, I'm a 10. But if I'm not, I that's okay. If I'm like a 7, I just clean that up. If I'm a 7, I'm going to write down, okay, why am I a 7? What's coming up? Clean up those energy leaks. Then I do the same thing with my client. On a scale 1 to 10, 10 being I am very connected. I feel like I know them. I get them. I feel like I'm really speaking to them in my content. How connected am I to my best fit clients? If I'm a 6 or a 5 or a 4 or whatever, again, I'll write down why and I'll clean that up. I'll do that work to get that to a 10. It doesn't need to be a 10 to create sales, but obviously the closer we are in that number, the more congruency we have all around. So I rate my offer. I rate how connected I am with my best fit client. So, and by the time I'm done with doing all this, by the way, which again, sometimes I will do this for 20 minutes. Sometimes I'll do it for 5 and it's just in my head. But whenever I'm done doing this, most of the time I come up with a really good piece of content. I'm like, oh, that's how I get most of my content. On average, it takes me probably 5 minutes to write a post. Yeah, I would say on average. Now, it's okay if it takes you longer. I've been doing this a long time, so it didn't used to take me 5 minutes. It used to take me for fucking ever. Like, I was, like, so slow. But I got quicker with practice. As with anything, the more you do it, the better you get. To where now, I can make content really, really fast. But I also think part of that is because when I do this, I get downloads. My intuition just comes alive, and I get all these ideas for, oh, my God, I'm going to write this email and that email, and I'm going to write this post. And so it just, I become a very prolific content creator and copywriter because of doing this. So it will also save you time when it comes to making content. All right, this is getting long, so I'm gonna wrap it up. I'm just very passionate about this because it is such a game changer. So implement this, go do it in your business. If you enjoyed this message or this podcast episode, let me know. Message me on Instagram. My handle is Cassie Builds. Message me, let me know your takeaways, let me know your ahas, share it with a friend. And then of course, if you want to take this deeper, get in the fucking mastermind because it's the best mastermind ever. Of course, I'm going to say that because it's my mastermind, but truly, if you want to take this a level deeper and you want to have messaging that speaks at a deep level and sets you apart from everybody else in your niche, we do that in the mastermind. If you want a client journey where people find you on social media, jump into your free or paid offers quickly and go on their client journey with you instead of just like following on social for months and weeks and years on end, never really going anywhere. We do that in the mastermind. If you're ready to have an offer that people want, because truly an offer is the only thing between you and your next 10K a month. A good offer is everything in a business. If you want a good offer, we do that in the mastermind. And of course, you know, teaching you an inbound sales process, teaching you how to have authority style content that's really going to help people see you as an authority, put you in demand, all of that. It's in the mastermind. So all the details are in the show notes. You can click those, apply there. And if you have any questions, just shoot me a message. All right. I will catch you next week. Love you. Bye.